Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now kicking off the second hour, have 3 hours laying out before us. Former head of the FBI in Southern California, Ted Gunderson, will be joining us in the last hour to talk about a host of important issues, including government-sponsored terror. Catherine Austin Fitz, expert on the banking takeover and how to counter it, joining us in the next hour. We'll have open phones when both of these individuals are with us. I'm going to open the phones up right now, 1-800-259-9231. Hopefully the listeners of this radio show will make a big noise about the fact that they're openly announcing the Bank of the World, that you will pay your taxes on all financial transactions as a value-added tax on every step of a financial transaction to the private banks. This is being billed as a way to counter the banks when they're actually pushing it through. They will use this to go after all their competition. This is very serious, and Gordon Brown calls this world government, global governance. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment, so 2 hours and 52 minutes of today's radio show will be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I've got a lot of other news that I want to go over as well today. James Corbett of the Corbett Report, he posts really great YouTube videos and writes articles. He's an American living in Japan. I'm a big fan of his work. He has done what I think is his best video, very eloquent, and the text of it is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled, When False Flags Don't Fly. And we're going to air this video and audio coming up at the 33 after, or at the bottom of this hour, because he just chronicled some of the more documented false flag terror attacks staged by governments around the world, from the U.S., Israel, Russia, the British. The list goes on and on. Very important video. I think it's very informative, 8-minute video, and something everyone needs to see. And so that is coming up in about 30 minutes and 22 seconds. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that. Again, the top news is new global FAT or VAT tax to rein in banks. What a deceptive London Guardian headline. And right in line with that, they've got every major nation, like the United States, passing their own regulatory reform bill with the same pitch. Oh, this is going to get the bankers. This is going to punish them. This is going to make them pay for the bailouts instead of the citizens. Isn't that great? When it's a tax on all their competition paid to the mega banks that are engineering the formation of world government. I can't say it any simpler, and hardly anyone gets it or understands it. We have got to stop it. We have got to get the word out about this now and say no. And Senator Dodd's bill, that is the national version of this international agreement that this plugs into, absolutely must be stopped now. Not next week, not next year. We have got to call Congress and say we understand this is another scam. But don't look for the Republican leadership. Ron Paul's against it. But don't look for the Republican leadership to speak out against this. Oh, they're saying they're against it playing politics because it goes too far against the banks. Well, yeah, it goes too far giving the mega banks dictatorial power. Some Republicans are supporting this because they're being funded by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett. This must be stopped now. This must be stopped now. This is it. This is much bigger than the $28 trillion they stole. That was just them capitalizing and getting enough money to shut off the money to Main Street so they could consolidate power. As bad as that was only a forte, an hors d'oeuvre, a glass of wine before the 10-course meal. And the meal is us. We are the enemy. We are the target. We are the people they are going after. Now, when we come back, savage Obama regime will stage violent attacks and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCCN Radio Network.
The biggest news in years on world government. They're actually doing it. We have the G20 document that's been released by the London Guardian. We have the article in the AP and the Guardian. They are packaging it and pushing it as if it's a way to get back at the big banks, to make them pay their own way, to make them pay taxes. When the big mega central banks wrote this, and when you read it, it allows them to levy taxes, value added on all financial transactions, not just banks, on your check, on what you cash, on your stocks, on your bonds, on credit unions. The big banks wrote this, but just like in 1913, they were able to take over our issuance of currency and credit from the Congress, which is illegal and unconstitutional. They pushed that through as an anti-banking bill to punish the bankers, the robber barons. And here's Gordon Brown in November, in December, and in January. It's all in the article saying, this is global government, this is world government, this will punish the banks, when the banks wrote this. That's how they do it. They use deception. And in England and in Europe and in the United States, they are trying to pass, quote, banking reform bills that they admit in these articles and in the document plug into the international agreement. The new bank of the world, global governance, is here. We're going to be covering that more later. Meanwhile, GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman Sachs between them and the White House. So the plot is thickening on that front. Now, I want to get into the latest developments dealing with the Tea Parties. It's very elementary. What's happening is the system is coming out and saying, if you criticize the private banks, if you criticize the private Federal Reserve, if you criticize the banker bailouts, if you criticize that they won't tell Congress where trillions of dollars went, if you do that, you're basically a terrorist. And I don't have to tell you this is going on. Anybody who listens to radio, anybody that reads the newspaper, anybody who spends any time watching the news knows this is everywhere. I mean, I hardly watch any television. Every time I turn it on, when I'm on the treadmill or late at night or the YouTube videos I've sent by listeners, it's just 24/7 saying that all the Tea Parties are racist, the American people are evil. What does racism have to do with not wanting to pay trillions to foreign banks? What does racism have to do with not wanting the government to take over health care and cut benefits out of the American people when the insurance companies actually wrote the scam? You've heard Ron Paul here on the show document that. It's not just me saying that. You heard Lord Monckton last week agree. Anybody who's read the bill, and I have, that's what it does. Now, these are just three video clips and audio clips from just the last 2 days. Here's one article. CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious, illegal. And that's Joe Klein, Council on Foreign Relations member. If you read the Public bi-monthly book, they put a book out on newsstands. It's not a newspaper, not a magazine, it's a book. It's a paperback book calling for world government and telling you how great it is. He's saying it is seditious to criticize the government. Then we've got a clip of Michael Savage, a new clip, not the last two clips where he said Obama will blow up a Capitol building or carry out a Reichstag attack to set up martial law, which I agree. Now he's talking about the Tea Parties, where the Democrats have been caught dressing up like Nazis with swastika signs. They've now been caught. We told you this a month ago. It's been mainstream news since last Monday for over a week and a half. They have been caught, and they did what they promised. They went out to Tea Parties from New Mexico to Texas to Oregon to New York City to D.C. in Nazi outfits with swastikas. We've shown you those photos and videos. The Black Congressional Caucus has been caught going out trying to start fights. No one's calling them N-word. No one's spitting on them. This is another form of false flag, but they're not going to stop there. They are going to blow up some federal buildings. They are going to engage in terror attacks, guaranteed. It's the only card they've got to blame it on us, to try to shut down our political speech, because we are telling the truth. We are constitutionalists. We're standing up for the law of the land. And there's nothing these people can do to shut us up but stage events and blame them on us. I mean, it is very, very elementary and simple. And coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to play an excellent 8-minute analysis When False Flags Don't Fly by James Corbett. Very powerful. I mean, this is 5 stars. I give this guy a 99, okay? And I don't think I'd ever give myself even a 99. If you're grading a speech, I don't know. I guess that was about 100 that I did in front of the Bilderberg Group that time in Canada, bullhorning the Bilderberg. But it's as good as it gets. Very powerful, very focused. This is more of what we need to see. Very effective. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and play this short clip of CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious on Slimeball with Chris Slimenson. Here it is.
We just watched Sarah Palin, and she said, un-American. Now, she said it was just his policies, not him. But those words are license words. They're permission words.
Yeah. You know, I did a little bit of research just before the show. It's on this little napkin here. I looked up the definition of sedition, which is conduct or language inciting rebellion against the authority of the state. And a lot of these statements, especially the ones coming from people like Glenn Beck and to a certain extent Sarah Palin, were right up close to being seditious.
And Joe's right, and I'll name another person, named
Bear,
who uses this phrase, constantly talks about the Obama administration as a regime. That phrase, which has connotations of tyranny. And what's so interesting about it to me, to get to Nora's point, what is the focus, what's the cause of this? You think back to 1994, there was Ruby Ridge, there was Waco, there were triggering incidents. There's been nothing like that.
Okay. And they go on and on, basically saying we're terrorists. So if you say, I don't want tyranny, Gun control is tyranny. Open borders is tyranny. Federalization of local police is tyranny. I mean, by every yardstick, they've had big universities do an analysis and find the U.S. is the number six police state in the world. I mean, is Mexico a tyranny? Is North Korea a tyranny? They're ahead of us. North Korea is number one. We're number six, folks, and I don't want to move up towards number one. This is not a laurel or a prize. You know, it's kind of like they say in that movie, Talladega Nights, if you're not first, you're last. Or what's the corny thing they say in that movie? You're not first, you're last? Yeah. No, this is something where we want to be last. We don't want to be first for this. And it's both parties. I mean, Republicans who are mainline Republicans, they should love Obama. Continuing wars, continuing secret arrests, continuing torture, hiring nothing but lobbyists, continuing, you know, all of this corruption, continuing all of Bush's executive orders, continuing Bush's cybersecurity, takeover of the Internet. There is no difference with Obama on real issues. Oh, Bush was supposedly anti-abortion, kind of halfway. He was for the assault weapons ban. So there they are saying sedition. Now, this is what Michael Savage, again, I rarely play other talk show hosts, but when Rush Limbaugh says Obama may stage events, and Michael Savage is saying it every week now, I mean, this is from Monday, we've got to give credit where credit's due, because these guys reach tens of millions of people, and I don't like being alone. I don't want to be the leader. I don't want to be the one guy who's right. I don't want to be the one person who's got the courage to say this, okay? Believe me. I like to walk point, but I'd like to rotate with other people. I like there to be more targets out there. I don't like to be the only person telling the truth here. And so here is Michael Savage talking about this on Monday. Here it is.
They want you to react. Don't you understand what Obama's doing with his little men? You can turn it off now. His little men on the left are trying to provoke you into a violent act so that they can declare you the illegitimate ones. Don't take the bait. They want the Tea Party to explode. They have probably sent the Jean Provocateurs in there with guns. I can guarantee you that this government is going to do something along those lines, whether it's sooner or later, it's going to happen. And I'll make another prediction on this show right now, because it doesn't take a genius to know what this illegitimate band of gangsters is going to do next. I'll make it very clear for you. This illegitimate group of gangsters is not only going to cause a violent action somewhere in America that is not conducted by the Tea Parties, but by an agent provocateur that they sent into the crowds along the lines of what the left has done from the beginning of the left, okay? But the October surprise that they have in mind for this world is not to be imagined, because they know they're going to lose. If they ever played it fair and square, A, number one, they wouldn't be in power today. That's to start with. If they ever played it fair and square, the illegal aliens never would have been.
And he goes on to say they're going to stage a Reichstag event. Now, the whole video is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why is this important? Well, as soon as the Republicans get back in, they're going to start blowing stuff up. Okay? I mean, this is what governments do now. And we've got a big, dirty, corrupt government who's desperate and who has, what, a 10% approval rating for Congress now? A 9% for Nancy Pelosi, even lower than Dick Cheney? When governments get in trouble and they're corrupt, they start staging terror. We're going to cover the history of that coming up in about 12 minutes. But here's another clip. And we'll play this when we come back from break. Washington Post writer, internet journalism is sort of like terrorism. And we're not even looking for these clips. They're just everywhere. So they're now equating criticizing the government and internet journalism with terror. Because the alternative media has now surpassed the mainstream media in 2010. That's mainline numbers. The studies also show people vastly trust the alternative media more than they trust the mainstream media, which is actually kind of scary. There's a lot of BS out in the alternative media, too. I mean, we try to get it right, and we get it wrong sometimes. A lot of people out there just making stuff up. But it doesn't matter. People know the mainstream media is organized and deceptive, and they trust the alternative media a lot more. And so they have this whole discussion about terrorism and not knowing how to target the alternative media. So they're really getting desperate because the mainstream media is dying. The government's in deep trouble, falling apart. They're circling the wagons together and saying they want to shut down freedom on the web and have a rigged game because they're losing because they've been discredited because they've been caught lying millions of times. I mean, literally, just constant lying. It's like hundreds of millions of parrots up in a tree squawking lies. We'll be back with that. And a lot more. And they've had another fake raid out in California to create that that illusion that there are all these terrorists. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
So, on every major news program, they have pundits out there saying that criticizing the takeover of America is seditious, is illegal, borders on terrorism. You've got Clinton saying, look, if you don't stop criticizing the government, it's going to cause someone to stage a terror attack, and gee, I hope that doesn't have to happen so we can then silence you. I mean, it's a very thinly veiled threat. Washington Post columnist who appeared on CBS Face the Nation on Sunday described Tea Partiers as potential violent and decried internet journalism as sort of like terrorism. It's Pulitzer Prize winning Kathleen Parker. is a commentator with the show. And you can watch the whole 8-minute clip up on prisonplanet.com in our article, Washington Post writer, internet journalism is sort of like terrorism. We're just going to play a short clip of this. Listen.
Opinion that comes from various places, like during Lincoln's day, every newspaper had an editorial point of view. But this person said the difference was, in those days, you knew which paper it was coming from.
Right.
Now you don't know where some of this is coming from, and that is the added factor to the volatility of this stuff.
It's interesting. People will say anything when they have the cloak of anonymity. It's sort of like terrorism. You know, we don't know where to aim our bomb, so we can't go after a country because there are, you know, there's no one place to focus on it. And it's the same thing with the internet. You can't really, you don't know who to go after. And you and I'm sure you share some of the wonderful experiences I've had of being attacked and threatened and whatnot. And it feeds on itself, you know, builds, and people who are not well grounded and who may have these more violent tendencies suddenly find a place where they can convene and find validation.
Okay.
And even.
So there you have it. Anybody criticizing the government or who is angry, you don't have a real reason to be angry or upset. You're just not well grounded. You've got a mental problem. And you're like a terrorist. You know, these bloggers online are basically kind of like terrorists. But the host of the show, Bob Schaefer, you could hear part of the clip, but before that he was talking about Lincoln. You know, we had free speech under Lincoln. No, he arrested hundreds of newspaper editors in the North who were against the war. He even arrested a member of Congress. So I guess what he's saying is under Lincoln, we knew where they were. That's kind of a veiled threat for those that know history. And they keep modeling Obama like he's the new Lincoln. They were saying this when he was running for office, that the nation may fall apart, but he'll hold it together and he's going to deal with the states. They knew the states were going to rebel against all this unconstitutional activity. And so they've been writing books about him as if he's the second coming of Lincoln. They've been preparing everyone that when Obama has to crack down on the terrorists, on the states' rights people, on the people that don't like the foreign banks taking over, that are angry at Wall Street, that he's going to be just like Lincoln. He is going to come in there and he is going to put his foot down in a big, big way. And he is going to save the Republic, and we'll have big marble statues to him. Thank God we've got Barack H. Obama. Meanwhile, he always talks about reconciliation. Everybody be friendly. Come on, don't have bad rhetoric. Republicans, you know, conservatives, libertarians, shut up. Meanwhile, all his surrogates are out on TV and in the newspapers, and Bill Clinton's out there saying, we're going to cause terrorism, those of us that don't like them and are criticizing them. We don't have a right as Americans to criticize what they're doing. We're going to cause violence. We're racist. Because they don't want Hispanics and black people who are angry about higher taxes and less jobs and unemployment and government corruption and the government tripling under Bush and even growing faster under Obama. You know, people are mad. That's why the polls show over 40% of the Tea Partiers are Democrats or independents. Oh, they're scared of that, the people getting together, getting outside the left-right paradigm, coming together to save the country. So they're saying, racism, it's evil, it's hate, it's the Ku Klux Klan, it's bad, it's terrorism, it's... And then meanwhile, they've had a bust in California. When you read deeper into the AP and other articles, there's no bombs, no evidence of bombs. They went and busted some white supremacist gangs that the prisons basically create, because you're either an Hispanic gang, black gang, Asian gang, or white gang, or you don't live. And they segregate them in the prisons and jails like this in California. So they busted some white supremacist gangs and are saying they think it may lead to bombs. They think they may have bombs, and they try to tie it into the Tea Party. I mean, what does gang violence in the prisons have to do with the Tea Party? But again, it's just like the Hatari militia. They didn't do anything. They didn't have any weapons. The feds have now put out their affidavit. They've now been in court. Their prime evidence is Mr. Stone, the head of the Hatari, saying, man, the government's getting out of control and waging war on us. We might have to fight back against them. I mean, that sounds like something George Washington would say. So now you don't even have that free speech, and they go and arrest you. But they're engaging in all these busts, so people kind of halfway paying attention to the newspaper and TV and radio hear, oh, there's militias, oh, there's white supremacists. So the media can then tie that into anybody criticizing the government ahead of the government false flag event. We'll cover false flags when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our love.
We're going to be going to your phone calls here after I play this video clip. It's excellent when false flags don't fly. But first, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to be premiering this film in about 2 hours and 25 minutes from now at PrisonPlanet.tv. When the radio show ends at 3 p.m. Central on the 21st of April, 2010, we will premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It covers it all, the FEMA camps. The federalization of police, the military checkpoints, we interview the military, the G20, the executive orders, the continuity of government program. It's all documented. The camps are real. The federal paramilitary takeover of society is real. It's all covered. You can also financially support us and get it in the highest quality by buying the DVD with the expanded extras at Infowars.com. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit, not-for-sale educational purposes. Please get it at Infowars.com. We've been shipping it out now for the last 2.5 days. Many of you are already getting it today or tomorrow who pre-ordered. I want to thank you for your support. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And this has now been shipping out for more than a week and a half. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Jason Burmes' new film. that gets into the overview of the globalists, their crimes, their operations, what makes them tick. Both of these are such important films. Order them both at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And I do want to thank everybody who has purchased the videos or PrisonPlanet.tv members. It is your membership that makes this radio show possible. It's the buying the books, the T-shirts, the materials that makes this transmission possible and what we do here at this news organization a reality. So I want to thank all of you. Plus, you get great materials that will inform you to a higher level and are great tools to wake up your friends and family in your area. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it takes about a minute to sign up. You create your username passcode. You can then share it with six different people. You can have six people, six different computers logged in with the same username passcode. So you can also not just give yourself a $5.95 monthly membership. You can share it with a few of your friends and family and watch the films in the highest quality. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, my live TV show every day with the radio, all of my films, other films I produced, my book, Paul Watson's book, 6+ years and growing of material, a higher quality podcast, 64 kilobit, higher quality audio stream with the video, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, when false flags don't fly, and this is James Corbett of the Corbett Report, just doing a fabulous job, so I wanted to air this here. It's a good 8-minute boil down of what governments do and how they operate and a call to action to warn everyone that the groups that control our government, the illegitimate criminals, are clearly prepping the population for sustained staged terror. Here it is.
Those who have studied history know that nothing invigorates and empowers an authoritarian regime more than a spectacular act of violence, some sudden and senseless loss of life that allows the autocrat to stand on the smoking rubble and identify himself as the hero. It's at moments like this that the public, still in shock from the horror of the tragedy that has just unfolded before them, can be led into the most ruthless despotism. Despotism that now bears the mantle of security. Acts of terror and violence never benefit the average man or woman. They only ever benefit those in positions of power. This is why Nero fiddled while Rome burned. It gave him a chance to throw out the Christians to the lions and rebuild the capital of the Roman Empire in his own image. This is why Hearst and the warmongers of the emerging American Empire were delighted by the destruction of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. It gave them the excuse they needed to rouse the public into supporting the Spanish-American War. This is why Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967 during the Six-Day War, strafing and torpedoing it relentlessly for hours in a vain attempt to send it to the bottom. The Israelis believed that the loss of the Liberty could be blamed on Egypt and draw the Americans into war. This is why there are hundreds of documented examples of government staging attacks in order to blame them on their political enemies. In every civilization, in every culture, in every historical period, authoritarians have known that spectacular acts of violence help to further consolidate their own power and control. And sadly, throughout history, there have been all too many willing to allow attacks to occur, to pretend that attacks have occurred, or even to attack their own population in order to further their political agenda. To think that such staged provocations and false flag attacks no longer occur would be as unrealistic as believing that human nature itself has changed, that powerful people no longer seek to increase their power, that influence is never used for deceit or manipulation, that lies are no longer told to satisfy greed or slake the thirst for control. It is to believe that our society is immune from those things that we have seen in every other society, in every other era. In short, it's a dangerous delusion. The people are once again learning the power of this delusion. They are learning the extent to which they have been lied to. They are once again studying their history. The Russians are learning how the FSB was caught planting bombs in Moscow in 1999 during a terror scare that swept Putin into power and stirred the public into supporting the Second Chechen War. They are learning how their autocratic ex-president came to power campaigning on the graves of those his old FSB cronies had killed. The Israelis are learning how Mossad has been caught time and again posing as the very Muslim terrorists they claim to be opposing. They are learning how Israel uses the specter of terror to further extend their blank check drawn on American funds to expand their police state at home and maintain their hardline stance, the world's sixth largest nuclear superpower supposedly threatened by the possibility that one of their neighbors may one day obtain a single nuclear weapon. The British are learning how their SAS officers were caught dressing up as Arabs in Iraq, driving around with trucks full of munitions, shooting at police to stir up ethnic tensions and ensure that permanent bases could be built in the region. They are learning how Harun Aswat, the supposed mastermind behind the 7/7 bombings, was working for British intelligence. They are learning how British military intelligence took part in IRA bombings. The Indians are learning how the Mumbai attack was helped by a U.S. agent who is cooperating with investigators so that he won't face questioning by foreign authorities. The Canadians are learning how their own provincial police dressed up as protesters in 2007 and threatened violence against other police in order to force a crackdown on peaceful protests. And the Americans. The Americans are learning that there were multiple bombs found, dismantled, and taken out of the Alfred P. Murrah building on April 19, 1995. They are learning that Timothy McVeigh had written a letter to his sister in which he claimed to be in the Special Forces for the U.S. Army. They are learning the bombing was being directed by FBI informants, just as the 1993 World Trade Center bombing was. They are learning about 9/11 and the Gulf of Tonkin and Operation Northwoods and their own Army counterinsurgency manuals that teach officers how to commit false flag attacks to blame on their enemies. In short, the people are learning the truth. And now we see the same build-up to a false flag event taking place that we saw in 1995. At that time, the U.S. had a corporate media desperate to fling mud at anyone concerned by the actions of their government, and it had a government that was desperately unpopular. Today, we see the exact same factors at play. If anything, the situation today is worse than it was in the run-up to the Oklahoma City bombing, with media consolidation meaning that groups of concerned citizens like the Oath Keepers are being attacked by the controlled minions on both the left and the right. And now it is not just the militia that is being demonized by the establishment. It is veterans and gun owners, third-party supporters and libertarians, anti-war protesters, and human rights campaigners, people who are upset with a government giving trillions to the banks that have engineered our current financial crisis. In short, everyone is now a potential terrorist, according to the governmental and media agencies that deign to limit our range of acceptable opinion and control dissent. Even the word terrorist means something more than it did back in 1995, now, after the false flag attack of 2001 allowed the passage of the Patriot Act, after the boogeyman of Al Qaeda gave the NSA the opportunity to announce that they were collecting everyone's emails and everyone's telephone calls, after the former White House press secretary came out and admitted that the Bush administration had made up terror threats in order to scare the people into supporting the government, now we know what the real definition of terrorism is. It is governments scaring their own populations into line. But there is something else that's different now from what it was in 1995. The people are learning something else about terrorism. They are not terrorists for speaking out against their government. They are not terrorists for wanting the government to stop selling their children into servitude to pay bankers their bonuses. They are not terrorists for pointing out that the FBI and the CIA and Mossad and MI6 are behind every major international terrorist event. The people are not terrorists because they do not want to see more death. They do not want more destruction. The spilling of the blood of their fellow citizens is not in their interests. Death and destruction only ever serve the governmental and financial and industrial interests who always grow in power and wealth in the wake of every tragedy. Time and again, the people pay with their lives, and the governments and the banks and the war machine only grows and prospers. The people do not want terrorism because it does not benefit them. It only benefits the existing power structure. And this time, if there is another staged event to blame on the government's enemy of the day, the people will know who to blame. For the Corbett Report in Western Japan, I am James Corbett.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there is the Corbett report. Excellent job. You can go see the video up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The article that has the text of what you just heard is titled When False Flags Don't Fly. Let's go ahead and take calls now. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. It's Ronnie. Reaper Z, but two quick shockers. one, death panels were paraded as a solution openly, and B, our sacred constitution shredding is destroying our First Amendment at the same time. Here, yesterday at the Travis County Commissioners Court session, the commissioners received a report on the necessity for progress on so-called President, so-called Barack Obama, Bankster Tooge, Barry Sotaro's health scare scam. Their advisors who run the hospitals here actually admitted that one main problem for all of us to get our proper share of our ever so limited resources, the problem was that the expensive care needed for only a few sick old individuals was eating up our precious resources for the rest of us. And when I was allowed to speak, I pointed out that that talk about cutting off the care for those too expensive old individuals who are too sick, too old, that means death panels. And regardless, the commissioners then voted 5-0 in favor, in effect, of death panels. And by the way, I'm still banned from 75% of the Austin City Council meetings because I'm bothered to participate when I can.
That's right. Ronnie, I appreciate your call. You know, Tom Daschle, who wrote the original bill, wrote a book about death panels and how they're good. Europe has them. England has them. They've said that they're going to reduce care to the old people and people who have chronic illnesses. That's collectivism. They take your wealth, even if you can buy your own health care, and they say how much health care you can get. They tax your health care. They tax your insurance. They make you buy insurance, and then they lower your standard of care. And in a collectivist system, they then play everyone off against each other. This is what is done. They then say, oh, that person's smoking, that person's drinking, that person's eating red meat, and you know, we say that's bad, and so they're going to have to pay more taxes, or we're just going to deny them health care. And yes, the bioethicist boards that have been set up in the last 20-plus years, and I've had Wall Street Journal writers on, you name it, about it, in many cases where old people or people that are paralyzed but can still talk, and we've covered these cases on air, when the state gets custody of them, they turn their water, they turn their food off, they kill them. And this is going on all over the country. It's going on all over Europe. And when we say we don't want it, they say, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. You know, that's dangerous rhetoric. Don't say they're death panels or you may blow up a building. You're not allowed in America to actually read what we're really doing. But again, the insurance companies wrote the legislation where they force you to buy their health care and then the government lets them cut the quality of the care. And doesn't let doctors engage in medicine, the HMOs and others get to say what type of health care you get. So instead of a knee surgery you need, you get a shot of cortisone, a $50 shot instead of a $2,000 surgery. And that's what they're pushing for. Good points, Ronnie. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, excited for the 3 o'clock premiere. It's been about a year since I watched the Sotaro deception, and man, your films have been powerful. You inspired me to do much and to continue this peaceful fight for the InfoWars. So I want to thank you, sir, and all the InfoWars crew for what they've done.
Well, thank you so much.
Anytime. Secondly, you said this on your Sunday show about 2 weeks ago, talking about behavior, deception, television, somewhat of an Orwellian state. Coincidentally enough, I was watching CNN on Sunday morning, two weeks ago, reliable sources talking about the exact same thing, talking about PepsiCo getting sponsorship in some 30 Rock show. But also, it's not really a shock that corporate media has been doing this to multinationalists. If you look back with Operation Mockingbird, Prescott Bush was, you know, a director of CBS News at one point back in the 50s with RCA, Radio Corporation of America, to push forward propaganda during World War II. What do you think is going to continue next? I mean, we see the precedent with, you know, these false flight nuclear attacks. Sotaro's talking about terrorists are more dangerous with a nuclear weapon than we are. I mean, what's going to happen next? We see, you know, Wolf Blitzer bowing down to Bill Clinton. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, Julio, what's going to happen next. They're going to stage shootings and bombings and blame it on gun owners, conservatives, people that don't want to go under this banking dictatorship they're setting up right now. And they may set off a nuke and blame it on Iran. I mean, they're and every guest we've been talking to, you heard Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Air Force Star Wars program, you know, saying he agrees that's the number one threat. Tarpley, who's really got a good crystal ball, agrees. Many others. Michael Savage agrees. Rush Limbaugh is now coming out. I mean, this is what they're going to do. They know what they've done is so illegal and so bad, And they're clearly saying, you guys are going to cause terror. Get ready for it. It's going to be your fault. Who benefits from this? Who has the motive? Who's done it in the past? I mean, this is very clear what they're doing. They're framing us right now. Let's talk to James in Illinois. James, you're on the air.
Oh. Yes, hello?
Sir. Yes.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and I just picked you up about 3 months ago. I did not know that anybody thought like I did.
Well, oh, I'd say about 30% of the population conservatively thinks like you do. The news just is there to make you think you're alone.
Boost that up some. Okay, I'm living in the armpit of society. I'm living in a hole-in-the-world area. Okay, stuck in the 1940s and 50s. Well, okay.
James, get your point together. I'm going to come back to you briefly on the other side, okay? We're going to go to break. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you. Then Joe, Scott, and others. And then we've got Catherine Austin Fitz coming on to join us. Then we've got former head of the FBI in Southern California in the L.A. area, Ted Gunderson, joining us. It's been a long time since he's been on. He'll be joining us from his hospital bed via cell phone. This should be interesting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, let's go back to James in Illinois. What's your point about living in an armpit? Go ahead.
Oh, man. I'm a volunteer fireman, 37 years. Volunteer fireman. I have seen a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, the stuff that's going down now scares the living crap out of me. Okay, I'm talking about methamphetamine, making it out of anhydrous ammonia and Sudafed and battery acid and whatever, salt. Okay. Then
so you're seeing a lot of drugs in your area.
I'm seeing a lot of drugs in my area. Okay, I'm also seeing a lot of negative things. Okay, I'm a first time listener. Okay, you understand that?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, until 3 months ago, I did not know you even existed. I didn't even know what your name was, you know.
Well, a lot of people don't know who I am.
Oh, send me some literature, whatever.
Okay, James, I appreciate your call. Just visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's good to have you on board. Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't hear about you either until a few months ago. This guy in front of me had a bumper sticker on his pickup truck, said 9/11 was an inside job, learn the truth at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and that's how I found out about you. So I ended up being a member of We Are Change recently, and down here in Maryland, and we went to go hear Ralph Nader talk, and I asked him a question about the Federal Reserve and gave him a copy of Fall of the Republic. So I was calling to let you know I gave Ralph Nader a copy of Fall of the Republic.
Awesome.
And I was going to ask you, what do you think the odds are that we're going to enter hyperinflation?
We've had a lot of different economists that I really respect on, and they debate it, whether the elite is going to continue depressing the economy or whether they may do something new, depressing the economy while having inflation or even hyperinflation. So I guess it would be hyper-stag inflation or hyper-depression. But they're starting to talk about raising interest rates, and that could start an increase in inflation. We know the government cooks the books on inflation, that they manipulate the numbers on that. They also manipulate the numbers on unemployment. But we know that everything we buy costs more than it did a few years ago. But that's not hyperinflation yet. The biggest issue is the globalists have a combination of depression in the real economy, but inflation or devaluation of the dollar. So they're trying to balance the two together. But that's like balancing, you know, cancer with a hole in the head, you know, a gunshot wound to the head. I mean, both are bad. Both add on to each other. And that's because we live in a rigged economy. Anything else?
That was it. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate your call. From Maryland. Scott in California, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, it is a privilege to talk to you. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. I listened to you on 1340 KOMY in Santa Cruz, and you are a humble man, sir. I appreciate you that you do not use this platform to prop up your ego as so many other people who would get pulled in by our society of performers. You, sir, are a modern-day Mae Russell, although I'm pretty sure you probably don't look as good in a dress. And I used to listen to her in our car with my
dad. I tell you what, coming up at the 8 after, we've got our guest joining us. So I'm going to come back, have you finish up with your point, Scott, and then we're going to go to Mark and a few others. And then we've got Catherine Austin Fitz joining us. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.